No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that wicked event, that dream. Within a dream, under you, Princess Bagua.
Man and wife, say man and wife.
Man and wife.
Hello, this is Matt Mann coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio, here in my palatial digs. And this is I'm With Stupid, and we're covering the royal wedding and other things. And as always on this beautifully sunny Saturday in Bagwine, to my right, a mere 194 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches.
There you go.
To the bitches for you there, Matt.
Thank you
this
very much.
This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. And we have a couple people who have wandered into the chat room here. Matt,
yes, we have. We got Gator Bell, and we got Geeky Tie Tie, Geeky Tie Tie, Geeky Tie Tie. And that's how I always
Excellent.
Say it. And she doesn't even know that.
Until now.
Yeah, exactly.
And looky there, the Vinster has arrived.
Vinny.
Live and in person. Mr. Vinny Bond, who you can catch every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio and Music on the Couch.
Exactly.
And you should.
He is the Uber Dago.
That he is.
Although I know he prefers Guinea.
I'm sure he does.
Vinny the Guinea.
And look, Vinny just left the room.
Of course not.
No, he
because
wouldn't.
Because had he left the room, he would be dignified enough to say, ciao.
Well,
anyway,
so before we get into things.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, now before we get into things, I think you had a shout out you wanted to do.
I do want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to our new official sponsor, the official beef jerky of I'm With Stupid, which is Jack Link's Beef Jerky, who sent my kids $7 worth of free beef jerky the other day because I wrote about them. So here's to them. Chew up, people. Chew up. Beef jerky. It's not just for dogs.
No. It's quality. Quality food. Quality.
Yes, it is.
Food. I bet they even served some of that at the at the royal reception yesterday.
I'm sure they did.
I don't see why not.
But I'm remiss, Jay. I didn't ask you how you're doing. So how are you doing today?
Oh, I've got the craps this morning. No, I'm doing okay.
Actually, I think I just tweeted about something along those lines.
I'm doing all right. I've had a little back problems. I was really tired last night. Yesterday was a long day, of celebrating, and woke up with a little back problems this morning. But I took some ibuprofen, did exactly what it said to do, and the instructions on the bottle, of course. And things seem to be settling down. So there you go. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. The weather's clearing up a little bit. At least, you know, there's no tornadoes or anything of the like around here. Partly cloudy and somewhat chilly, but warming up, just like me.
Yes, but there's a storm on the horizon heading towards town, isn't there?
There is a storm, and we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. However, you know, we really should talk about the pageantry that took place yesterday in the good old the good old UCK, as I call it.
Yeah, I got up at 4 a.m. just as I said I would, because I'm a man of my word.
I'm glad you
and
did,
because
I didn't.
I watched the ceremony, and I, you know, did so out of my duty to I'm With Stupid and to Twitter. And I don't think it was appreciated as much on Twitter as it could have been by some people, but that's okay.
No, I'll tell you what, even though she couldn't comment, my BFF OSP, or as we call her, my Biff Osp, Schmoop, you had her royally entertained in her first hour of work yesterday because she said your tweets were hilarious.
Oh, well, there we go. That's good enough for me. As long as I'm entertaining Schmoop, I don't need anybody else.
Exactly. And I know you watched it for religious reasons, too, because I know you belong to the Church of England. And you're a devout Church of Englander.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere along the line, the family ancestry, I am a member of the Church of England, yes. But
or as we call you, our favorite, Episcopalian. Hey-o!
But when I got up and I had some tea and some scones, and I put on a one of those paper Burger King crowns to get into the spirit of things.
That's always nice.
I started out watching CNN, but Anderson Cooper was just too catty for me, and I had to turn it over to ABC.
He was probably mad that Kate Middleton looked better than him.
Yes. Nobody looked better than Tippi, though, Kate's sister, who stole the show. Oh man. Yeah.
Good
I
Lord.
Think Wills looked over and said, wait a minute, can we swap the sisters out real quick before this starts?
Yeah, he was yelling, do over, do over.
Also, you know, PBS was carrying BBC's coverage, and I was a little
really?
Disappointed because I thought that maybe Hyacinth and Onslow would be doing commentary for them, but they weren't there.
And, but if they were, he would have said, oh, nice.
Nice. So he would have, while he was drinking
and
a beer
have...
and smacking the telly on the side to get a better picture.
And then ask for some more crisps.
But just as I turned it in,
my cousin's wedding, and this is all the crisps we have. But continue.
Yeah. Just as I turned it on, Matt, one of your favorite Brits of all time was just entering the Westminster Abbey, and that is former Prime Minister John Major.
I do love the man. It's actually because of his charisma.
Overflowing.
He was
charm.
Always such a yeah, he's such a dashing bloke. The only Brit more riveting than him is Margaret Thatcher.
And as you mentioned the other day, John Major is the Millard Fillmore of British prime ministers.
Yes, yes, he is. And
I know you didn't write that down, so I thought I'd do it for you.
Thank you. Of course I didn't. You know, you go from Thatcher to Tony Blair. And poor John Major, he just gets left out.
Oh, yeah. Nobody remembers John Major.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tony Blair wasn't invited.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But there is good
reason. I tell you, I really thought. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was surprised by that. I really, really thought that the royal family was above such petty partisanship.
Yes. They are. I always thought they were so inclusive.
Yeah, they have such a long history of being inclusive and not holding grudges or anything.
I never knew they took that divine right so seriously.
Oh, yeah. But anyway,
evidently, he didn't get invited, nor did Gordon Brown, because you have to be in a certain club. It's kind of like if I were to get married today, I wouldn't invite anyone who didn't belong to the Knights of Columbus. So, you know. Because if everyone in my wedding party belonged to the KSC, you know, I'd get the wedding hall free, and I wouldn't have to worry about that expense.
Always thinking.
That's right.
But the ceremony itself, it was nice. I thought it was a little, you know, it was a little boring. It could have used a few minutes of stand up from maybe Ricky Gervais or Eddie Izzard, you know, kind of lighten the mood a bit. But I felt really bad about that. You know, could you imagine being the very first person seated at that? Because if you're the first person seated, that means you're the least important person there.
That's right.
But and then so again, if you get seated first, you have to wait, what, like an hour and a half before the queen shows up? You're going to, you know, I mean, 10 minutes in, you're probably thinking, I got to pee. I'm screwed.
Another good addition would have been, speaking of comedians, were he alive, I know a nice touch would be Sir Sam Kinison. That would have rocked the cathedral.
Yes, because it would have been funny yet respectful.
Exactly. And he was a man of the cloth, so.
True. He could have performed the ceremony after doing a few minutes.
Yes, he could. Do you take her? Do you? Come on, answer me.
I do. Stupid! Stupid! Say no!
Are there any objections? I got one.
Get out of my way, Wills. I got to talk to these people for a minute. And I absolutely loved the ceremonial military uniforms that all the royals were wearing. The red uniforms.
They were dashing.
And as they were on their way back, riding in the carriages, going back to Buckingham Palace, and you had all the military guys on horseback with their red uniforms and the gold helmets that they were riding along. It was wonderful to watch, but it was also very convenient because right after the ceremony, those guys were all extras in the remake of Zulu.
I like that one. It may have been a stretch for our listening audience, but that was pretty good.
Great movie. Come on.
Yes, it was. Oh, my God. You caught me off guard with that one. In fact, I think Shaka Zulu was played by George Gervin. Because he always had that nice finger roll when he threw the spear.
He did. He just put a little spin move and then dash through traffic and then flip the spear out and hit you right in the heart.
I had to leave you for a second. I had to use
okay.
it. Utilize my manual cough button. Oh,
but I think the most disappointing part of the day, and it's always the most disappointing thing that happens when there's a royal event, is that I get reminded that the Queen doesn't really look like Helen Mirren.
Yes, she looks more like Helen Keller. In fact, I've never seen her talk, so.
That's true. Well, she doesn't have to speak. Other people speak for her.
Yeah, right. And you know she listens to no one, so I think I'm pretty much onto something here.
Yeah, probably. You know she doesn't listen to Prince Philip with all his bitching all the time. That old grump.
Well, yeah, well, when you're married to a guy who's speaking German and saying, heil this and heil that, what do you expect? I'd shut him out, too.
And the last brilliant observation I have would be the group of people, the extended family, who are officially known as the Lesser Royals. The only real observation I have is that I want to start a band named the Lesser Royals now. Because before yesterday, I always thought the Omaha Royals were the Lesser Royals. The AAA Farm Club of the Kansas City Royals. Hey-o.
I mean, that's worse than being known as a commoner.
I know.
I'm a royal. Yeah, but you're a lesser royal. Come on.
So get back in line.
Now, you did say something that kind of amused me. You said your last brilliant observation was this. I was wondering what your first brilliant observation was. Because I was...
Ba-da-bum.
Oh, my timing's great, isn't it?
It is.
I tried to sneak that in, but then, you know, I lost it. However, I do know someone who works for I'm With Stupid that did have some incredibly brilliant observations of this whole wedding thing.
Absolutely. Our newest British correspondent. Our senior British correspondent, and it has nothing to do with her age. Don't take that personally. Aurora Thistle turned in a live report from the wedding, or the parade, rather. So why don't we go ahead and play that?
I'll get right to it. It's amazing.
Okay.
Aurora Thistle here, covering the royal nuptials live from London for I'm With Stupid. I'm standing in front of Westminster Abbey with the unwashed masses awaiting the parade. There's well in excess of 1 million people, which adds up to about 1,000 full sets of teeth. The parade has begun now, and it's simply cracking. Of course, the Black Watch Regiment from Edinburgh Castle is in the lead. I hear they're still smarting a bit from the arse-kicking they took at the hands of Colonel Jackson and his boys at the Battle of New Orleans back in 1812. Right behind them is the father of the groom, Prince Charles, and his noble steed, Camilla. With them in the carriage is the spare heir, Harry. And here comes the Queen. Hello! Hello! Oh, she waved at me. What an honor! She looks adorable in her lovely hat covered in blue periwinkles. At her side, as always, is the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, who appears to be a bit cheesed off. The blinkered old coot must have spotted a minority in the crowd, and it's ruined his whole day. Ah, and here comes the bride, Kate Middleton. She's quite the dish. Too bad she's about to join a family full of inbred control freaks. With her, of course, is the groom, the future King of England, Prince William, looking positively sloshed. Now that I think about it, the Queen looks a bit squiffy herself. Well, we're all making quite merry today, so why not the Queen? Anywho, boys, that's the scene here. Everyone is heading to the Thorn and Crown, where it will be knees up and watching the wedding ceremony on the telly. This is Aurora Thistle reporting live from London for I'm With Stupid. Ta-ta!
A consummate professional to the end.
Yeah, and what a wonderful time they were having there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty raucous crowd.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Yeah, for British standards, anyway.
Yeah, you know how reserved they are, keeping a stiff upper lip and all.
Yes. The funny thing about that, it made me think about something we said. As Aurora reported, she called Harry, the spare royal. So is that worse than a lesser royal? I don't know.
No, that the spare heir outranks all the lesser royals.
Oh, okay.
Because if anything were to happen to Wills, then Harry would become king, despite the speculation that he might be the half-blood prince and might not really be Charles' son. But we won't get into that.
Well, I'm glad I know the rankings now because I'm playing in a poker game later. So, so I wanted to know what outranked what.
Yeah, and I guess we could let everybody know that the phone lines are open, if
they
were so inclined.
And if you'd like to call in, you could call in at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. Did you notice I went into my DJ voice right at the end there, Jay?
Yes, you did. Very impressive.
Hey!
We're playing the hits and all the hits, folks.
Another big parade's taking place this evening here in Bagwine, Jay.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Uh-huh.
What is on the agenda at the Bagwine Digs?
Well, of course, Shmoop, she'll be here, unfortunately. Hey, now,
no.
Come on, stop that. Kidding, of course.
That was uncalled for.
I kid because I love. No, we got Bubba Winch, Sybil, and Miss Sugar Mama herself, Chrissy Slut, coming into town. And they've traveled from the East Coast and down along the Ohio River, and they're invading Bagwine tonight. It's going to be huge.
Have the riot police been notified?
I'm sure they have. There is a guy in a dark suit outside my window as we speak, and he does have an earpiece in his left lobe.
As long as he doesn't throw any rocks at your window, you should be okay.
Oh, yeah. I told our intern, little Jimmy, about this. Little Jimmy Stewart. He's pretty excited. I think he's taking a nap right now. So,
reserving some energy.
Yes, he is.
So, what all of you guys got planned for the big party? I mean, have you got any party games going? Like maybe some naked twister or strip poker?
There's going to be some nude twister. There's going to be hide the lips on the Mat Man. And
how does that game go, Matt?
They just hide their lips on me, and I have to find them. So, the only losers in that game are the participants. I'm gonna take him around Bagwine, show him the sights. I'm gonna show him Schuler's donuts.
Well, there's a 5-minute trip.
Now, Jay, if I didn't like you so much, I would take umbrage, which is one of my favorite words, at that remark. I'm gonna show him the water tower. It's got a big green leaf on it. It's very cute.
What's the leaf for?
It's this green thing someone painted on there.
I mean, any big symbolism there? Doesn't stand for anything? It's like the high school isn't the tree or something?
Well, I think it's because they had to paint a leaf on there because none of our trees have them due to excessive acid rain. So
okay.
It's like the one leaf we can look at here in Bagwine.
So over in Yellow Springs there, they painted a big marijuana leaf on their water tower, didn't they?
I would imagine they did.
Those hippies.
And knowing Yellow Springs, one of their denizens probably climbed up the water tower and tried to smoke it.
And you're going to take the ladies by the beer mine, aren't you?
You said that with some consternation in your voice, like they're not really ladies. The ladies.
No, I was emphasizing that they are ladies.
No, you weren't, because you didn't speak in italics. You spoke with quotation marks around that word. I can hear italics, fellow.
Well, you know, here's what's funny is because I can't read my writing, I have started putting all my notes in open office program, and I wrote down, take the ladies to the beer mine, and I put ladies in italics.
See? I knew it. I could hear it.
So that I would emphasize ladies.
Yeah, well, it came out in quotation marks.
Because I'm a professional speaker.
I can't wait till later this evening when they're all drunked up and I replay this for them.
Because most of our audience is better off drunk when they listen to us anyway.
Well, so are our hosts.
Yeah, that's true.
But you are correct. I will be taking them to the beer mine. Pizza Bill's working tonight. He's thrilled. So I can assume when we go through there, I'm going to say, hey, Bill, I got three chicks from out of town. He'll go, yeah, what do you want? He's good. He's good like that. He's very friendly. Friendly guy. In fact, I should, instead of Pizza Bill, I should call him Friendly Bill.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
Do you have enough supplies? Like enough beer, enough wine, maybe a bag of chips in case somebody gets hungry?
I do have two half bags of chips, but let me tell you, I got almost three pounds of hamburger. So if they're hungry, you know I'm whipping up the loose meat, Jay.
And you've been planning all week to whip out the loose meat. So.
No, not really. Actually, I looked in the freezer to see if I did have anything for these people should they be hungry, and I said, oh, hamburger. I could whip up some loose meat. See, I'm taking this more as a time to get to know people, not all these sexual things that you're making innuendos about.
Right. Right. I completely misread your blog post about their trip. Pardon me.
Jay, come on. When I write on my blog, I'm kidding. I haven't had dreams about this night. Oh, for God, wait, you didn't ask me that, did you?
You haven't been doing sit-ups and push-ups and you know, running on the treadmill to pick up your stamina for the night at all.
Of course I haven't. And you're correct there, because I would never do that. I don't care if it was Brooklyn Decker or Jessica Alba. I still wouldn't
Tyra
do
Banks.
Or push. Yeah, or Tyra Banks.
Or Elizabeth
Hurley. Vitamin water. I mean, that's my exercise, drinking vitamin water.
And a nose, and a, not, or however you pronounce it, NOS.
Oh, no.
Energy
nah.
drink.
Ugh. I have to contact
them. We have about a minute left in the live stream for the folks listening. Your last chance to call in if you wanted to at 661-244-9852.
Very good. And as I talked over you, I'll repeat it. 661-244-9852.
Yep. Because there will be another 15 minutes on the after show, which will go into the archives.
Or as we call
Why
it, Jay.
BTR does that, I don't know, but...
We call our last 15 minutes the Pentecost.
Yes, you do.
Okay. There we go, talking in quotation marks again.
So anyway, it sounds like you're going to have a great time tonight.
Yeah, it does. I thought we were going to hear the sound of a phone call coming in, but evidently we're not.
Yeah, I threw that little suggestion out to somebody this morning. I don't want to name names, Winch, but the idea that they could call while on the road was tossed out there.
But you got to remember who you're dealing with. It might be too hard to do those two things at the same time. I didn't say that. I heard someone else say that. I was just repeating.
You're in Fox News mode here. It's been implied by someone somewhere.
That's right. Some would say.
Oh, and that reminds me, completely off topic. Aaron Burnett is moving to CNN.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, so you and Joe Scarborough will have to mind rape someone else in the early morning hours now.
God, I will, because I refuse to watch CNN. And I love Aaron Burnett. Oh, my God, that's a dilemma right there.
Yep. I don't know what she's going to be doing over on CNN, but looking sexy, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Well, now I can't party tonight now. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Well, you get CNN at the Bagwine cable system.
It's not the same.
Yeah, because you're having those Aaron Burnett, Mika Brzezinski three-way dreams, aren't you?
No, and you know better than that. However, I could have a Aaron Burnett, Tamron Hall three-way dream.
I think I'll have one right now.
I think you are, as we speak. Oh, Tamron, baby.
Anyway,
done?
back on the topic of the show.
That was quick, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah. Fast dreams. Yeah. Well, you know, the ibuprofen is kicking in. I'm actually, my back's feeling better now that we're 32 minutes in.
About time for Clay to call in, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's trying to get into the chat room right now. What do you mean show's over?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, you mind Doc and make sure you don't take an ibuprofen 12 minutes before it says you can.
Oh, no, not at all. Do exactly what it says on the side of the bottle.
And anyone listening to this, Doc is a guy we see on Twitter, and he said something yesterday that I found incredibly amusing. He said, I have like 15 minutes until I can take some more aspirin. To which I said, I typed in, what, are these prescription? No, I just don't like to press my luck or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was the funniest thing I saw all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Which kind of sums up my sad, sorry life.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah, yesterday was an exceptionally slow day at the digs. Speaking of the Brits and the ladies that are coming in.
Yes.
I don't know if it's still there. There used to be a British goods store in Dayton, just down the road from you.
Really?
Yeah. I've been there.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. The guy who ran the place, I believe, was from Wales. And a pretty nice bloke. But they had all kinds of little British items, and he had British foods, and had the big freezers there. You could go and you could have, if you'd have thought about it in advance, you could have had a British party for the ladies. You could have stocked up on beef and kidney pies. And I was looking at one time, and I was looking at it, and I turned to my sister and I said, "Now, I guess that means kidney beans." And she says, "No, no, <it's> kidney." I'm like, "Oh," but that was before I realized how delicious British cuisine really is.
It is. It's exceptional.
Well known for its blandness, which is good for you. other than the fact that most of it's deep fried, but
yeah. I think I got a cookbook one. You know, I'm big on cookbooks. I've mentioned this before, and I got a it was actually a pamphlet. It was the best of British cuisine. It was a
yeah,
pamphlet.
Yeah, that was a big
Jay.
One, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I get it. It was a pamphlet, yeah.
That went over just like British cooking.
It was, let's see, it had a recipe for fish and chips, and then some bangers and mash, and that pretty much, that was pretty, and how to deep fry a Snickers bar, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and you know what I love about their little, the British delis, you know, with their deep frying everything, is that they deep fry everything in the same grease, which has not been changed since 1978. Whether you want fish, chicken, or a Snickers bar, it goes into the same bucket of grease.
I was going to say that the grease hasn't been changed since 1940 because they started conserving everything during the Blitz. And
yeah. But, you know, this is also part of, you know, British efficiency. They're very efficient about things there on that
yes, they
little
are.
Island. And they're and also, by the way, as a part of preparing for this show. Excuse
well,
me, there, I had
preparing.
To hit the cough button.
You said preparing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that made me laugh.
Part of preparing for this show is I watched two of the most thoughtful, inspiring, feel-good British movies ever made last night. I watched The Killing Fields and A Clockwork Orange. You know, a couple of movies that leave you feeling, you know, happy. And
The English Patient's always a real upbeat thing, too.
Oh, yes, it is.
Whenever the credits roll on that one, I'm smiling ear to ear. It's
yep.
Great. One of the best things the United Kingdom, Britain in particular, ever produced, though, was, of course, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, she might be the most perfect Brit ever produced.
Did you say breast
yeah.
or Brit?
Yeah, Brit, yes, yeah. The
oh,
Brit
okay.
breast. Yeah. And there's,
there's nothing
Kate
better
Beckinsale,
than Brit
too.
Breast. What's that?
And Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, God.
The Brits did pretty good when they created her also.
Yes, they did. In fact, I would like to see Kate and Elizabeth Hurley get together.
That would be sweet.
I would pay to watch that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could have the ladies all speak in British accents tonight for you. If you're into that kind of thing, I know.
Jay, I think it just moved when you said that.
Yeah. Or you could designate, you know, each one of them for a different accent. One British, one French, one Spanish.
Or no, we'll just keep it in the UK. One can be British,
okay.
One can be Scot, and one can be Welsh, and then Schmoop can be Irish.
There you go.
All right. I think we're set. That's a plan. I'm writing this down. You know I don't take notes for the show, but I'm making a note of this.
Well, you got to take notes for the party. Jeez.
Oh, my God. What are you kidding? You know who should be British? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She really should be, shouldn't she?
That just, oh, she's hot, man. Her name just oozes Britishness.
Yeah, I never really thought of that till now, but I think you're right.
Uh huh.
She would be a great Brit.
Yeah.
I wonder if she can fake a British accent.
I'm sure she could. I'm going to call Harry. You know, he's unattached. I'll say, "Hey, Harry, Here's an idea, fella. He'll thank me.
Yeah.
You know, he'll come
sure
to my next Halloween. He'll come to my next Halloween party dressed as a Nazi, and it'll be great.
Yeah, and maybe he'll come to our next Oktoberfest extravaganza here on I'm It Stupid also.
Oh, speaking of which, I think next week, even though it's May 7th, I think next week is probably going to be our Cinco de Mayo extravaganza, is it not?
I think it is. It's also Mother's Day weekend, which means we'll have to talk about Mexican MILFs.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
So it's going to be all Selma Hayek and Penelope Cruz and and that crowd.
Now, boys and girls, for you, if you're listening, this is a teachable moment from two radio professionals. You can do one show and still show prep for next week's show all at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But
time
we do, before we leave, yeah, because it's in the show description, before we leave, we do have to talk about how overrated the Beatles were.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're so overrated that you forget about them.
Exactly. And I forget, someone described each Beatle. How did they describe them, Jay?
Well, let's see. There was George Harrison is the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney is the heart. John Lennon is the conscience, and Ringo Starr is the drummer.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that about covers it.
You didn't
think
I was listening during the show prep meeting, did you?
Oh, you listen. You just don't take notes. But there are a lot of British bands that were better
just
than
as good, if not better,
or better.
Yeah,
like you know the Kinks, the Clash.
The Kinks, I love the Kinks, the Clash,
the Animals.
The Animals, yeah.
Herman's Hermits. And Dave Clark Five.
The Moody Blues.
I don't think that they're British.
Yes, they are.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yes, they were definitely. Even if they're not, they're definitely they're better than the.
They had one French guy in the band, but yeah, they're definitely British. And and
Black
when
Sabbath.
When Schmoop hears the replay on this, she's going to cut her throat because she's a big Justin Hayward freak.
Oh, okay.
The lead singer is a Moody Blues. He's like 70 years old, and she would still get on her knees for this man. But I digress.
Yeah. But anyway,
yeah,
Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, all the 80s metal bands like Judas Priest and Motorhead and Iron Maiden and Def Leppard, all better than the Beatles.
I agree. Incredibly overrated.
In fact, the only one that I can think of that the Beatles were actually better than would be Pink Floyd.
No! I'll pretend you didn't say that. But I'll tell you what, you know, it's kind of neck and neck with the Beatles and Culture Club. They're pretty close.
that's a close call right there.
That is.
Well, anyway.
See, the Beatles would have been bigger if McCartney had been known as Boy Paul.
Good call. And on that note, we have less than a minute before BTR cuts us off permanently. So I guess we could actually end the show all normal-like for once, rather than just getting cut off.
But why should we do